Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I show you the perspective from what our sniper saw, he's on the downside of that ridged roof. Their perspective from the AGR building, looking out, their area of responsibility, looking left, they should have been able to see. You can see in that photo in Exhibit A, which we will make part of the record and turn over to the committee, he's already crossed over that bridge or the walkway and stepped up onto that roof. I'm not saying that they should have neutralized him, but if they'd have just held their post and looked left, maybe.
Ronald Rowe, the interim director of the Secret Service, testifying in front of Congress last week about what he clearly claimed was the failure of the local SWAT team to hold their post, to look left, to do their job, when subsequent reporting indicates that they were behind a screen in a closed window inside the building, a foot to 3 feet. The gun was a foot. The people were 3 feet off of the window where they couldn't even see, because you have to put your head outside the window to see that the image he was showing of the rooftop visibility was fake news, that they would not, and they were instructed not to be outside because they were supposed to be a concealed unit. It's unbelievable. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. You've heard all of this and the blame of local law enforcement. Thoughts?
Yeah, shocker. You know, to me, the local SWAT team is not charged with protecting, you know, DBs. So it's the one job of the Secret Service is to protect their dignitaries. And so for them to blame anybody else other than their complete and utter failure is pretty bad. But, you know, you come to expect it with this administration that we currently have in Washington and all the people they put in charge of all these different agencies, you expect it. Nobody takes responsibility at the federal level anymore. It's all everybody else's fault. We're just minding our own business and running the country into the ground. So we're busy doing that, so we don't have time for other things like protecting presidential candidates.
Your guys on SWAT, they hear this?
Yeah.
I mean, how demoralizing is it to them to hear local law enforcement get thrown under the bus, and then to think about the prospect of them being asked to interface with the Secret Service on some protective mission in the future? I mean, Trump is going to come to Pensacola. Yeah. You got to figure, you know?
Yeah. And then of course, anything happens, and it's 100% our fault, because God knows they're not going to take responsibility for anything. And, you know, those snipers, the Secret Service snipers, yeah, they're the ones at fault, 100%. 100%. They can't say that, well, we didn't see him or he was out of range. I mean, you're talking 130 yards here. 130 yards, I can train a 10-year-old kid with a AR to take that shot and make it 10 times out of 10. So there's no way that with the optics they have that they did not see him. There's absolutely no way, unless they were just sleeping or something. So it is 100% the fault of Secret Service. And, you know, them blaming other people, it's like I said, it's not a shocker with the current administration. I kind of expected it.
Amazing stuff. Well, turning back here to local, I mean, that is a local matter, because the issue of the ability for them to work with local law enforcement is a big deal. You guys had a report last week that you were finding some skimmers on some local ATMs, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it happens, and it's weird how it happens. It kind of comes and goes, but you have these teams of people that go across not only just our state, but Alabama and Georgia, and they'll come into an area and they'll put them out and they'll work them for, you know, a couple of days, and then they'll move on to the next county and keep doing it. And, you know, it takes a lot to catch them in the act, but we've broken up a couple of rings over the years of people doing this. Our interdiction team on I-10 pulled over a car that had a bunch of skimmers and different things. This was probably 8 months ago or so. and arrested a couple of people with some blank credit cards and all kind of different things. So, you know, they come through time to time and then they move on. So, but the main thing is if you're using an ATM and anything looks odd, and I mean anything at all, just don't use that ATM. Go to another one. And also when you're using ATMs, protect your PIN because they'll set up a little camera so they can watch you put your PIN in. So cover that pad when you put your PIN in.
Is it almost always or always ATMs, or is it ever like, you know, gas station pumps and things like that?
No, we've had them at gas station pumps as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Any place that you can use your card, they can pretty much put a skimmer.
Okay.
The ones that usually are safer are the ones that are inside stores because they know they're on camera. So,
gotcha.
You know, when they're in there trying to put in a skimmer like in a convenience store or something, they know they're on camera. So usually they don't do that. It's usually the outdoor ones is where they put them.
Okay, I got a follow-up for you. Hang on for just a sec. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Let's get Austin here with traffic on the fives. Austin?
Well, looking at the roads here, there's not a ton to dig into. It's just going to be Highway 29, essentially, if you're traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Also, maybe have some starting to develop downtown, but that's pretty par for the course, especially if you're near the intersection with Cervantes and 9th Avenue. Outside of those couple spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you've got plumbing issues in your home, whether it's a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you turn on the faucet or flush the toilet, Barberry Plumbing, they'll come take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. I know they fixed something that I fixed because I didn't fix it right. And we called them and they were fantastic and it was a flat rate and it was easy. We knew what they were going to do. I mean, I didn't love having to pay them, but they did the job that I couldn't do, which I loved having the end result. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. Back to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, you make me think of, I'm going to use an analogy and you tell me if I'm thinking about this the right way. The skimmers design the skimming device to not be easily noticed. But if you've used a credit card a lot, it's kind of like if you were ever a cashier and you see thousands and thousands and thousands of bills, and then you see one that was like a legitimate bill, but it was printed in the 30s, it looks weird and you notice it. If you see one that's counterfeit, it looks weird and you notice it. And I'm guessing that part of the defense mechanism is if it looks weird, pay attention. Am I thinking about this the right way?
Yeah, you are, because they'll never be able to exactly duplicate the machine that you're used to using. They'll never be able to exactly duplicate. So when you get up to your machine that you use all the time and you look at it and something's a different color or something's kind of out of place, then, you know, just be on the safe side. Don't use it. I mean, just go to another one. We have so many ATMs in our community. I mean, it's not like that's the only one you can use. So if you see something suspicious, just don't take that chance.
How many times can we avoid crimes just by paying attention to that little voice in our head that says, that stranger, you can't trust that guy. You know, this elevator you shouldn't be on, or, you know, that ATM is really not one you should use. Wanted to ask you also, the storm, obviously, landfall was made this morning by Bear Category 1, Hurricane Debbie. Are you guys sending anybody to respond?
We are. This afternoon, we are deploying a team of deputies and equipment to Lafayette County, which is one of the poorest counties in Florida. And they took a direct hit. We also, the last hurricane, we deployed to the same county, Lafayette. And we're going back to help Sheriff Lamb. Brian Lamb is the sheriff there. He's requested us personally, and we are going to send a team out there and hopefully be able to help them.
And this is, in case people are kind of new to this, this is a self-contained, self-sufficient group where you're going there to take care of yourself and provide law enforcement, traffic control, looter prevention, any assistance you need to the individuals, whatever they need. But you can't go there and be a drain on resources. You got to take everything you need. You're camping. You know, it's roughing it, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and we have all kinds of equipment. We take our own kitchen. We take our own bathrooms. We have a trailer that has 8 bathrooms fully equipped, each one. Each stall has a shower, sink, everything. We are totally 100% self-sufficient. They bring chainsaws, heavy equipment, backhoes, everything. And then we start, as soon as they get there, they set up their camp and set up the generators, and then they go out and immediately start helping everybody clear roads and try to get them back to some semblance of normality.
How many are you sending?
The first group to go is a 10-man team. And when they get out there, they assess. And then if they need more, we send another 10-man team.
Gotcha. Very good.
Yeah, they make the call once they get there.
And then the last thing is you have a rodeo coming up for the foundation, right?
Yeah, our first annual rodeo. It's going to be here in East Milton right by the sheriff's office at the complex. And it's going to be Friday and Saturday night. And we're going to have all kinds of great things. We're going to have kids events like mutton busting. And it's a PBA-sanctioned event.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you want to come out and see some bulls and some horses and some stuff, it'll be a great time. We're going to have food trucks there. And all the ticket sales and everything goes directly to our 501c3, the Star Foundation.
Well, we always knew that the sheriff had a lot of bull, and you can see it this weekend.
Yes, you can, for 2 days straight.
Sheriff Johnson, thanks for everything you do, keeping us informed, keeping us safe, and spending some time with us every Monday. I appreciate it. And thanks for the foundation giving us a chance to pitch in and give back. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, sir.
Yep, take care, Andrew.
821 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits. You have to deal with HR. You have to deal with payroll. You have to provide health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. You know, there's a lot of, like, red tapey kinds of things that maybe you didn't get into business to do. You got into it because you're good at construction or making things or fixing cars or providing HVAC or legal services or whatever, and then along with employees comes all this other stuff, and you're like, I'm not an expert at that. No problem. If that stuff is frustrating to you, or if you're not sure what to do, or if you have somebody doing it now and maybe you wonder if they're doing the best that can possibly be done, this is why you call Torgerson Causey. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency in this area for more than 2 decades, helping local businesses like yours solve all these problems. I know from personal experience. They came to work with us about 7 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they were fantastic. I literally didn't know what we were missing. Now, they can't make miracles happen. You know, the insurance market is what it is, but they will find the best available policies that fit our needs and give us choices, which we did not have before, and answer questions, which is always a challenge because a lot of times insurance agents don't get into the details. They do. They know. Reed has got my wife's approval as a responsible person of ask the question, and he will give you the answer, and they all the time, which is a very hard thing to measure up to. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check him out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru's been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, it's Gambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
This is the worst fake ID I've ever seen. You realize you made yourself 68?
I know. I goofed it.
What do you need a fake ID for?
So I can vote.
Such a great movie. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and let's get traffic on the fives from, I'm just thinking about the Anthony Michael Hall and the Breakfast Club, from Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Well, all we have right now is Pensacola Boulevard. That's Highway 29 if you're traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard. I will say it does look like the congestion in that area is lessening, but it is nonetheless present. If you are traveling northbound on Palafox Street, this is going to be if you are coming from Cervantes and approaching Jordan Street. We do have some backups building up over there as well. But outside of those couple spots, there doesn't appear to be anything too severe at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you're trying to decide whether it's time to get that next car, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used cars. And look, when you hear it's a used car place, I don't know if you're like me, the way I always think about it is, you know, used car place is where you go and, you know, the fenders are falling off and the, you know, like you're just hoping to find the one that's not going to cause you trouble. And a lot of them will. And then they try to take advantage of you and try to get you out the door with paying too much for a car that's not worth it. And just kind of hope that you don't come back within a week, right? Frontier, it's just not like that. It's A, quality cars. So first of all, it's cars you can trust. It's cars you can count on. Cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old with low miles and great condition. That's all they stock. They don't stock the other ones you have to worry about. And they stand behind their cars, because I know they called me 6 months and even a year after we bought ours, the one-year-old Honda Odyssey, to follow up to make sure everything was fine with it, which they do because they know they stand behind their cars. And also, you know, they're trying to make sure that you're happy long-term. It's not meant to be a short-term relationship. It's meant to be a, you buy one, and then in 5 or 6 or 10 years, you buy another one. And then in 3 or 5 or 6 or 10 years, you buy another one. Like, for the rest of your life. Like, why would you go anywhere else? And that's kind of our experience, is why would I go anywhere else when I know I can absolutely count on them to treat me right? And I can save money, but I don't have to buy a brand new car. But I can get a car that's going to last me a long time. Car I can count on, like Dave Ramsey wants you to do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, have you recovered yet from my very inappropriate, immature talk radio host joke earlier?
I have recovered. Is well here in the newsroom this morning. Hurricane Debbie now moving inland after making landfall in Florida this morning. Forecasters expect it to bring historic flooding to parts of the southeast. Scottie Scheffler brought home gold from the Paris Games. He finished at the top of the leaderboard Sunday at 19 under par in the men's individual golf tournament. Meanwhile, the U.S. women's basketball team extended its winning streak to 58 straight in Olympic competition yesterday. And boy, it's not looking good for the markets today. The stock futures just tanking this morning on Wall Street. Of course, the opening bell here shortly. But Dow futures are down about 1,300 points. NASDAQ more than 1,100 points down in the futures. S&P down as well. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. If you've got to work on a home improvement project, you got to get supplies, gear, tools, or, and I always say this, advice, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown. They've been giving people advice and tools and gear since 1851, like older than Levi's, older than the Civil War, like the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. Why? Again, that long-term investment, the concept is, you know, we live in this community, we're going to help this community. I mean, if you're walking around town and you see a building that's 100 years old, they probably help build that. 150 years old, they definitely help build that. 50 years old, 20 years old, they certainly could have. Like, they help, and not just you doing a home improvement project, but professional builders who build things for a living. That's their bread and butter. You know, if you run into a problem, they can help you solve it. They can help you figure out how to fix it. They know what the codes are to make sure that you install it properly, whatever the thing is. That's their bread and butter. Deliver it on site, put you on a monthly bill, and just take care of you if you're a contractor. So anywhere from there to me, just the ordinary person that's going to mess up the job most likely, Pensacola Hardware, they'll take care of you right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Chris Foster, Hurricane Debbie's made landfall in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
This storm has produced and will likely produce significant flooding events from Sarasota, Bradenton area all the way up to northern Florida.
And the storm is expected to stall over Georgia and South Carolina next, with flooding from potentially record-breaking rain in the forecast. President Biden meets with his national security team today about an expected attack by Iran against Israel.
The Wall Street Journal reports that Iran told U.S. and Arab diplomats it didn't care if its counterstrike led to war. Now, Jordan's foreign minister was in Iran yesterday for a meeting, and President Biden is scheduled to speak with Jordanian King Abdullah II, but there's been very little public Iranian interaction with those trying to avert a crisis.
Fox's Trey Yangst in Haifa, Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is a beautiful Monday morning right now. We've got partly cloudy skies and 79 degrees. Still watching Hurricane Debbie that made landfall as a Category 1 storm this morning, now moving further inland.
A Category 1 does not typically scare Floridians too much. It's kind of built for that. But this storm is different. This is a stalled-out storm over the next week, and that scares everyone, especially the coastal plain of South Carolina, Georgia, the flood-prone cities of Savannah and Charleston.
And Debbie expected to bring storm surge and historic flooding to parts of the southeast over the next few days. Utility linemen staged and ready to respond around the clock to restore power to affected residents in the area. President Biden approving a federal emergency declaration for Florida and ordering federal assistance for response efforts. Homeland Security and FEMA coordinating those efforts. An 18-year-old man and his family are thankful after he was saved after a jet ski accident last week.
There is no gratitude that is high enough to be given to them. They literally gave us another chance at life.
Now that is Camden Cooper's mother there, and Camden was thrown from a jet ski last Wednesday near Crab Island. And he was knocked unconscious face down in the water. Luckily, Olympic gold medalist swimmer Cleet Keller and his wife were nearby in a pontoon boat, saw everything. Keller saved that man by swimming to him and performing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation as he was treading water. Keller and his wife visited Camden in the hospital over the weekend. The teen now on a path to recovery. A Pensacola man has been arrested for a murder that happened last June at Forest Creek Apartments. Terrell Griffin has been charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say Griffin fired several gunshots at the apartment complex in June of 2023 and struck a male victim who was what they're calling an unintended target. That man was taken to a hospital and later died. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they located Griffin on Thursday, but they say he attempted to flee into the water near the Navy Point Bridge. Deputies and the Marine unit were able to take him into custody. A car was destroyed by a fire over the weekend. That happened near Barano Park at Jack's Branch Road and Elizabeth Street. North Escambia reporting that firefighters responded to a fully engulfed vehicle on the side of the road there. A witness reported somebody had appeared to abandon the vehicle shortly before that fire. Investigators are now working to figure out the owner of the vehicle. And a Coast Guard crew from Miami is being credited with helping a couple of stranded boaters that were caught in the storms. The Coast Guard announced yesterday the two boaters had been adrift in a sailboat about 75 miles from Boca Grande. The Coast Guard plane from Miami was sent to the area. They found the two on the disabled boat yesterday. A helicopter was able to hoist them aboard and take them to Clearwater. The two boaters had been missing since Saturday. It is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola, and Austin's got our traffic on the fives.
Well, it's all about Highway 29 still if you're traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Also had some if you were continuing southbound towards Burgess Road. While there's a little bit of backups there, it's not looking too severe at this time, luckily. The only other major spot from what I can see is going to be downtown if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street. That's if you're coming from Cervantes and approaching Jordan Street. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. Feeling much warmer, we will be seeing temperatures feeling like the upper 90s to triple digits. 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Tuesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 98 degrees, feeling much warmer. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it is sunny and 81 degrees right now in Pensacola. 79 in Gulf Breeze. It's 81 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets just opening and taking a look at our current numbers here. The Dow opening down 1,200 points now, 38,569.06. S&P down 214 points at 51.32. The NASDAQ down 913 points this morning at 15,846.20. Elon Musk says Neuralink has now put a brain implant into a second patient, that device aiming to allow paralyzed people to use digital devices with their thoughts. Musk says the implantation was successful and the company is planning to implant 8 more patients this year. Tesla recalling 1.8 million vehicles across the U.S. due to issues with the hood. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall stems from issues with software that detects when the hood is unlatched. The vehicles affected include the 2021 to 24 Model 3, Model S, and Model X vehicles, along with Model Y vehicles manufactured since 2020. Intel cutting 15,000 jobs, or about 15% of its workforce. Its CEO, Pat Gelsinger, made that announcement in a note to employees late last week. This comes as the company tries to save $10 billion next year after posting disappointing second quarter results. It is 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-6620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting you to talk more about this Secret Service director, how she needs to go, and all of a sudden...
You're fired, bum!
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependent.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So I saw an article today, there's a link I clicked on Facebook, and it made me think about this question, which is, tell me about your old-time swear word that you'd like to bring back, or, if you prefer, your profanity substitute. What's your profanity substitute? Text me, 437-1620, and no, I'm not putting anybody on the air to give me your profanity substitute, but, you know, like any word, if you say it the right way, can be profanity. Oh, Ottoman! Like, it's, you know, I mean, some work better than others. Oh, lawn chair! You know, like, it just, you know, but still, pretty much any noun, many verbs, you know, could be used as profanity. I always think it's fascinating when people try to prohibit profanity because you just find out other words. You know, they're always finding other words. And, yeah. Of course, the taboo makes it more exotic anyway. 437-1620, swear substitutes or... old-time swears you'd like to bring back. You got one in mind there, Austin?
I mean, I say golly a lot instead of, you know, something that sounds a lot worse than that.
All right, what are you, Gomer Pyle?
But I don't like, man, I mean, I just swear. I do the real thing.
You do. Not on the air.
No, not on the air.
Okay, the button is on. The mouth is clean.
Yes. Okay. I've got a pretty good... That's the thing. I have cussed so much that I've mastered like how to filter myself.
How to control it. But you can't do it in regular life.
No. They're popping off like crazy, man. When it's just me, it's crazy.
There are two times that I swear. One is if I'm doing any kind of home repairs or working like on the yard, on the car, anything like that at all. I mean, I tried not to, but it's inevitable. Or, you know, if I hurt myself,
of course.
Of those kinds of things.
Of course.
Or if I'm making a joke, as humor, typically. Yeah. Otherwise.
Just to, like, emphasize something.
Yeah, well, because, you know, you have the ability to make humor out of profanity if you don't use it very often.
Right.
If you use it a lot, then it's kind of like, well, that's just you.
It all blends together.
That's
yeah.
right. 437-1620, 437-1620. My favorite swear substitute is one that I picked up from a gal that I worked with. It was a friend in Phoenix. This is like 20 years ago. Not quite. Like 18 years ago. And it's, murder.
Oh, yeah. That's an old school one.
I don't know where she got it from, but, you know, that's somehow I picked that up from her. And so now that's... I mean, it's not the only one, but that's at least one that I can say on the air. 437-1620. What is your either old timey swear word that you'd like to bring back, or your swear substitute that you that you use in a narrow situation where you can't be seen to really swear? I got a text in here from a pastor who says, "Ah, Seabiscuit."
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I'm looking at some of these that we still can't say them.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that one. somebody says, why is it okay to say crap and not the other word? It just is. You know, I don't make the rules, but these are the rules. Somebody here says, for the love of Pete.
Yeah, that's another one.
People will put this, my family will put this on my tombstone. That's a word I could say, but I'm not going to. Actually, that's two in a row. You all need better substitutes. It's got to pass the FCC. Now, this is actually, I can say that one on the air, but that's a word I don't say. A female dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, which is weirdly, when we were breeding our puppy, that's a very normal term of art when talking about a female dog that you're breeding.
Oh, yeah. If you're a professional breeder, I'm
and
sure
I felt so uncomfortable with that word because that word is. You know, because I respect women, and that's not a word that if you respect women, you use an awful lot in the context that it gets used a lot. 437-1620. Oh, sugar pops! Somebody texts in. Oh, horse feathers. Oh, that's a Colonel Potter. That's a MASH reference, right? Didn't he always say horse feathers?
I never watched MASH, believe it or
You've
not.
You've heard of it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right, the go. Vietnam
one
era
step ahead?
Show? Yeah.
Vietnam.
Isn't that a Vietnam War show?
Best proof of age ever.
Isn't that a Vietnam show, though?
Have you heard of MASH? Yeah, Vietnam era.
Well, okay, I say Vietnam era, but what I mean is it went on during the Vietnam War, right?
No,
oh, it was World War II?
Oh, my God, stop.
Was it Korea?
Oh, my God, make it stop.
Was it Korea? That's such a forgettable war, man. Between World War II and Vietnam.
Just move on to Wikipedia, son. People are dying. They cannot believe you just said all of that.
Either way, I've heard of the show, though. I said I don't watch it, and I think I just proved that. That's okay.
Every part of that. That's making our Christmas real.
Oh, 100%.
Somebody says, geez, and oh, Pete. You know, all right, those are good ones.
Yeah, we're really going to test if these people have filters with their cussing after
that's
what
right,
I just
that's right,
that's
right. I feel weird saying this one on the air. Muffler sucker?
I know.
It doesn't feel like I should say that on the air.
I avoided that one like the plague.
It's not prohibited, but it doesn't feel so good. 437-1620 hack or bloody hack or, you know, if you're British, just bloody. or, oh, sugar daddy. Okay, all right. Dear Andrew, be careful with this. No, I'm not saying that. That's all too close. they did the old like rubies and pearls, poobies and rolls with a lot of real swear words.
Oh,
you know,
they
so switching
around.
Front and backs. Yeah, and so I'm not saying
that. Yeah,
that,
don't
no.
get tongue tied.
Don't take risks that you're not willing to be wrong about. 437-1620. Speaking of language, if you need to learn how to use it better, or you're looking for a new skill or a change in career, or you've got a kid that's in school and you want to do dual enrollment, get college classes in high school, Pensacola State. I mean, just great resource. You know, whether you call it a junior college or state college or community college, doesn't matter. It's serving the role of helping you get, you know, AAs, okay, but also helping you just get college credit. And if you're a dual enrollment student, like I have two boys, we have three, but two have so far gone through PSC and then gone on to UWF. They went to UWF as sophomores and a half with like 45, 50 credit hours because of PSC, because they took dual enrollment, which is free. They got, as homeschool kids, a chance to try classes with a college environment. They got good teachers, and we could pick and choose the teachers and the section times and all of that. Very customer-oriented place, PSC, okay, because they're all there to teach. Like, it's just wonderful. My family loved it. And, again, no charge, you know. So if you've got kids in high school and you want to get them some extra credit and, you know, training for university or try it out, basically, have them enroll dual enrollment, PSC. Pensacola campus, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future educational goals at pensacolastate.edu. Austin has got our traffic on the fives. Austin?
Well, we've got some backups at the intersection of 9th Avenue and Cervantes Street. We were dealing with that, I think, a little bit earlier this hour. It's not too bad at this time, though. And we still got some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound coming from Cervantes and approaching Jordan Street. Outside of those couple spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
The question of the day is, what's your swear substitute or what's your old-timey substitutes or old-timey swear that you'd like to bring back? Let's see. Somebody here says, my Mormon friends used to say fetch. No, they did not. Oh, put my computer on, Austin.
Oh.
Thank you.
That is so fetch.
Oh,
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Somebody says Bolshevik. Oh, I like that one. Yeah, because
that's
then
a good one.
Because it's taking a genuinely bad thing and using it as a swear, even though it's not a swear. So
there
I kind of like that. Dagnabbit. Oh, shut the front door. That's a good one because you think they're going the other way on that one. Ooh, so those I think are racist. I think I'm not going to say those. Good grief, somebody says. First time texter, by the way. Thank you. I love to have first time texters. Son of a nutcracker. Let's see. Jeezum rice. I don't know that one. Cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
Is one you hear a lot of the time. Son of a biscuit is another one. What the French toast? Oh, somebody says MASH lasted longer than the actual Korean War. That's true. To be confused with Vietnam.
No,
or
Vietnam
World War
lasted a long time. Wasn't Korean War like 3 years?
We're just going to move on here.
Hey, come on.
Let's see. a couple of these I've already said. Son of a biscuit. Shut the front door. Daggummit. Oh, sugar. That's one you hear a lot instead of, you know, other words that are not as good. Oh, Farfugnugen. You know, a little Volkswagen swear word. I like that. And then, of course, you've got all the, like, I can't even do them, the Samuel Jackson swears.
Yeah, don't do those.
Think about some of these old swears, though, like, consarn it, bejabbers. I can't even, Jiminy Cricket. You sound so old. Snuffleupagus. That's a Sesame Street swear. Thunderation, bejabbers. I could never even heard these words before. I'm just looking on the list. Heavens to Betsy. How about you tell somebody to get bent?
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't even know what that means, but this is good. Oh, fudge. That's a real common one. That's from the Christmas story, because that's all he said, right? It was just fudge.
Yes.
That's all he said. fiddlesticks. I sometimes actually say that as a joke. I like the TV-based ones, like Shazbot.
I don't know what that's from.
I know you don't. I was looking at you to see how you reacted to that. Or Battlestar Galactica, Frack. Well, Frack was a good one.
Well, I'm familiar with the show and the word, but I didn't know it from the show.
Yeah, and, oh, interesting. Knights of Columbus! A little bit of my, my Will Ferrell there for you. 4-3-7-16-20, bless your heart, dangummit, dadgummit, holy hand grenades! And, monkey fighting snakes on a monkey fighting plane. That's the Samuel Jackson paraphrase. 4-3-7-16-20. There you go. That's your question of the day. What's your swear substitute or your Evans to Murgatroyd? Oh, what is that from? Evans to Murgatroyd. Oh, you outquoted me. I know. Did I make you snort on the air?
Oh, I just kind of like, it was more like a scoffing snort. Like, give me a break.
I got you to full-blown snort on the air.
You outquoted me?
Evans
what?
Evans to Murgatroyd. It's a cartoon. It's
honestly, that sounds familiar to me, too. I'm going to look it up.
Is it Bugs Bunny? I think it's Bugs Bunny. It seems like Marvin the Martian. So, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Yosemite swam swears. Let's try these tongue twisters. Anyway, 4-3-7-16-20. That's your frivolous topic of the day. I'm Andrew McKay. And, hey, if you are hiring a realtor, you want to make a good choice, hire somebody who's going to take good care of you, get you all the way through to sign on the dotted line, take the keys, or get rid of the keys, right? Best price possible buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty. Just here, you've got somebody, some relative, somebody you know, and they sell homes. That's fine. Put them on your list. That's good. Okay? Maybe you got somebody else that you're considering. Put them on your list. Just do me this one favor. Do yourself this favor. Put Christina Leavenworth on your list. That's all. Talk to two or three people. Make sure she's on that list. And then you decide. And look, if you talk to her and you're like, I think I'm going to go with my cousin, that's fine. No worries. She likes to meet people. If you're a referral, great. If not, great. If you're a customer, great. If you're just a new friend, great. She loves all of that. She loves to meet people and talk about real estate. I'm just telling you, include her on your list, and then you make a decision. That's it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hey, Pensacola. Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Name is Bond, James Bond.
Morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Austin has got our traffic on the files. I got you for one more day, Austin. Is that right?
Yes. Tomorrow.
I can only take advantage of you. Abuse you. I mean, cherish your presence for one more day. And
yes.
Then John will be back on. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, hey, look, I love having you on the show. You do a great job. So thank you so much for getting up early and doing this. If you like Austin. You know, I mean, if you don't, then ignore me. But if you like Austin, as we all do, he does the afternoon show, Pensacola Right Now, from 4 to 7. He does a great job. So tell him about traffic.
All right. We do have some backups on Highway 29 at the intersection with Detroit Boulevard, but that has significantly decreased from when we were covering it earlier this hour. Also have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but along with Highway 29, that is not looking too rough at this time. The last major spot's going to be if you are traveling westbound on Highway 98. This is going to be if you are approaching, if I could read here, that'd be great. Fairfield Drive. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards Fairfield, we've got some minor backups developing over there as well. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Track and field was, and even the swimming, was a little bit of a weird mixed bag, okay? First of all, in the mixed 4x100 meter relay, the USA smashed everybody.
She's opened up.
If you're watching from Charlotte, North Carolina, cheer for Kaylin Brown, and the crowd are going crazy.
They're going to break the world record.
The French are in the mix. Kaylin Brown across the line. It's a world record.
By like a second and a half, they broke the world record. Crazy, ridiculous, 30-meter lead over everybody. So then you're watching the finals of the same event the next day, and she's well out in front.
Fourth sweep at the NCAAs, but so far, Kaylin has done a job. Kaylin Brown
and
had
then,
this feeling yesterday. She's
oh
got
no.
it again, but here comes Femke Bol of the Netherlands right at the end, and is going to steal the gold away from the United States.
No!
Femke Bol, the 400-meter superstar, has done it for the Netherlands.
Stole it at the end. I mean, zip faster. It was a crazy finish, and so we had the gold. We didn't have the gold, and that was terrible. And then Sha'Carri Richardson, or Sha'Carri, I think they're saying now. I always heard of Sha'Carri, but they're saying Sha'Carri now. So she's in the finals of the 100-meter women's, right?
Final of the women's 100 is away, and Julian Alfred got out really well. Sha'Carri Richardson's got some work to do.
And she's a come-from-behind runner. I felt bad that the USA got silver, but St. Lucia is like 179,000 people. That's like Santa Rosa County. And it's less than Santa Rosa County. Santa Rosa's pop 200. There are fewer people that live on St. Lucia than live in Santa Rosa County, or like right in that vicinity, and they just want a gold medal. I mean, that's first ever. Give them a little bit of credit. That's pretty good. And then in the men's of the 100 meter, every time this is so frustrating. If it plays.
There's an Olympic gold medal waiting for somebody who wants it the most. Now Thompson starts to wind up. Corey's going with it. This is close. Jamaica's going to do it. Kishane Thompson is a gold medalist on debut.
won. Noah Lyles won it. And I saw it that way. And they're like, the Jamaicans win. And I'm like, no, the Jamaicans didn't. So you didn't even get to enjoy the moment because they called it wrong. And then when they called it right, you're like, too late, bro. So women's 800, Katie Ledecky again. Mixed 4x100 relay and swimming, USA wins, holding off China. Men's 1500 free, Bobby Fink. All good stuff. So much fun.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.